Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, as we're heading toward April. And rent is due when?
In five days. Whatever, it's due the first, bitch.
I know. So you already start putting rent together on the 26th? Mm-hmm. Or? Oh,
God. Start praying.
Yeah. Listen, you need to find a rich guy quickly, you know?
No, I don't want to depend on a guy. I can't stand guys.
Yeah, that's what you said you were gonna do when you get married. You want to find someone who takes care of you, right?
Yeah, but I'm not looking for that right now.
Oh, okay. No, so what are you looking for now?
This is the first time in my life I'm not like interested in dating.
So what are you looking for now?
I just want to get my life together on my own. Mm.
Turn the mic a little bit towards you. Not, yeah, that. There you go. So what? You want to get your life together.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about men right now.
Oh, okay, cool. That's a good way to look at it, you know. Yeah, let them all take a back seat to your big dreams.
Right. Right. Goodbye.
Yeah, so how are you this morning?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah?
I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah, well, that's the same story every day now.
I know.
With you.
I don't know what's going on with me.
Wow, you better go see a doctor.
I look tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just in the bathroom. I was like, "Yo, bitch, you look tired."
Yeah. Well, you need to go to a doctor, obviously.
I'm going home and I'm going right back to bed.
Yeah.
For at least an hour.
I thought you said you were gonna say I'm going to the doctor, but
no.
What? You gonna just let it slide or what?
I'm just tired.
No, I know, but you can't sleep a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't care about that.
No?
No doctor's going to be able to. They're going to say, here, take these sleeping pills, which I'm never going to take.
No,
so.
No. You don't know what they're going to say. Maybe you have something that. Look, because just like me, I'm taking care of my sleep issues with my apnea, and I'm going to see them in a couple weeks.
Right.
Because it kills me to be tired all the time.
Right.
It's not, you can't function.
You can't.
And it's not good for your health either. You know, they keep saying that all the time. So, yeah, you got to do something. You can't let sleep problems slide, you know.
Right.
It's very important to rejuvenate the body and everything. I mean, there's a reason why we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that weird, though?
That we sleep?
That we sleep.
Yeah, it's like charging your batteries. It's like
right.
Charging an iPhone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love to sleep.
I know.
Sleeping is my favorite.
Sleeping is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to get up, though. It doesn't matter what time it is.
I love it.
Because it feels good under the blanket.
It does.
I think I like that more than I like to sleep.
Me too, because even when you get up, you're like, I don't want to get up.
I know, and it's so cold. You know, I don't like to sleep with the heater on. So when I get up in the morning, it's like 64 degrees in the house.
Definitely not.
So, yeah, it's hard to get up like that. But
it's hard to get up, period.
Yeah. Oh well,
mm-hmm.
So I guess as we get older, we get all kinds of fucking issues, you know.
Right.
What can you do at any age, really?
Mm-hmm.
So just I guess you got to appreciate your youth and your health and try to stay healthy. You know, I mean, the body's the only one we got.
Yeah.
And if we don't take care of it, we're fucked.
Pretty much.
Right.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. So listen, I brought up something that I thought was funny. They have words, the most annoying slang words Americans use.
Go for it.
And you probably know most of
these
words.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go for it.
I don't know fucking anything.
You can read them off, I'll tell you.
I feel so out of fucking touch, man. I got to start hanging out with 20-year-olds.
It's okay.
Okay. The first one is goat.
Oh, yeah, like he's the goat.
Really?
Yeah, like someone would say LeBron James is the goat.
Okay. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bae. B-A-E.
Yeah.
What's that, like for babe?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, that's my bae.
Yeah, I figured it out because they said, does he call you bae instead of babe? So, okay. Hangry?
Yeah, like when you get hungry.
And
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody say that.
I don't really hear people say that.
Right.
It's like used in commercials and stuff, but I don't hear people using that like on a regular basis.
I know. Gucci, what does that mean?
I'm good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, like someone will say, I'm Gucci. It means like I'm good.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's used a lot.
See, we're learning a lot of stuff today, folks. Better than if we had two 50-year-old farts in here, not in touch with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, five I know. Ghost.
Yeah.
That's to disappear on someone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fleek. What's fleek?
Like on fleek. Damn, girl, your nails are on fleek, meaning they look good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Stussy?
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
TFW? What does that mean? It's not WTF.
No, I don't know.
TFW.
No clue.
Oh, something like maybe not safe for work, but something else for work. T? What can that be?
TFW?
Yeah.
No fucking clue.
Yeah.
And I was just like in my head trying to like put some words together and I couldn't.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Throw shade? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, throw shade means, like if someone does like a subliminal, like for instance, if someone posts like a meme online, they're like, oh, she's throwing shade at her boyfriend, you know, or if it's like a gossip blog and they post like somebody who's beefing with somebody else on a reality show, they're like, oh, the shade.
Wow. How do you know this? You hear people talk.
This is literally how people talk. Some of these online I haven't heard, though.
But
no, this is like in real life. Yeah, in real life, yeah.
Really?
Like, I think I probably said, that bitch was throwing shade for sure. I've probably said that 100 times. Cool.
I like that. SMH, we know what that is, right?
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head. So people just say SMH?
SMH.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I thought they just write it. Totes?
It means totally.
Totes?
I'm totes in love with him. I'm totally in love with him.
Okay. I can see how words like that. Mm-hmm. Clap back?
A clap back is like if someone
clap back.
Yeah, if someone threw shade at you, it's your clap back would be you throwing shade at them.
So they go together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What's turn up or turned?
Turn up and turn means like if you went to a party and you're like dancing and drinking, having a good time. Like, last night was turned up. That party was turned up. It was lit. Okay. Yeah.
Peeped?
Yeah, like I peeped that.
What's that?
Like basically I saw what you did there.
Okay, peeped that.
And that usually comes with throwing shade.
Right. Now, how is thirsty a word, a slang word?
Thirsty means like, that bitch is acting thirsty. Like if you see your girlfriend at the club and there's a celebrity there and she's doing entirely too much, you're like, this bitch is acting thirsty. Mm-hmm.
Like she really wants them or
trying to impress. She's acting in a degrading manner.
Oh,
she's acting thirsty.
Yeah. Lit.
Lit means like it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lit last night. Like I got fucked up.
Oh, I thought it means like, to get high. No.
No.
He's lit.
Yeah, he's lit means like he's lit. Like everything about him is lit. Like if somebody does a really nice performance on stage, you're like, his performance was lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was like on fire or something.
Yeah, like he was just doing a good job.
Yeah.
The party was lit. Oh, the party was fun.
Right.
Well, her outfit is lit. Her outfit is dope.
I'll be able to talk in there. Okay. Spill the tea or sipping tea?
Yeah, sipping tea. Sipping tea is when someone is telling you tea, and that means spilling the tea. So basically, like, if somebody has gossip, like if your friend comes over and goes, girl, you're not going to believe the tea I got.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd be sipping tea while she told you the tea that she received.
Oh, they used to call it spill the beans.
Yeah, now right? It's tea.
Spill the tea. Okay.
You haven't seen the picture of Kermit the Frog holding the teacup?
I have.
Yeah, that came from sipping tea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the famous meme for sipping tea.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then fam, we know family.
Yeah, it
right?
Just means like, yo, that's my fam.
Yeah,
like right. I'll say that about Gabby.
Oh, okay.
Or like my best friend. Yo, chill, that's my fam.
Yeah, that's my fam.
Or chill fam, that's what you say to somebody that you're close to, but they're acting out of pocket.
Chill fam. I like that. All right, then we have snack.
Yeah, so basically you could be like, damn, he looks like a whole snack, looking like he looks delicious.
Okay. And finally, number 20, trill. What does
I don't
trill
use
mean?
That.
No?
No.
Okay.
But probably means, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. And then they have most commonly used. So those were the most hated or annoying.
Yeah, those are annoying.
But they just change. I mean, it's more or less the same words. They're just different.
Order. Yeah.
So bae is number one. Mm-hmm. SMH number two. Then lit, mm-hmm. fam, hangry, thirsty.
Hangry is number four.
Five.
That should not be that high up on the list.
Really?
That should be number 20.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody using
that. What about keep it 100?
Keep it 100. People say that all the time.
Yeah.
I do that too. I'm like, keep it 100. Why can't you just keep it 100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a popular one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fire?
Yeah, like that outfit's fire.
Oh, okay. Woke?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really use that, but a lot of people do that.
Really?
Do use that.
All right. So anyway, it's more or less the same words and everything. It's just different order. Well, thank you for that slang.
You are so welcome.
For that English slang lesson for today. We're all caught up now. We can move on to the next year with the new
words. And there'll be new words next year, too.
Yeah.
But some of those have been going on for like quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like turnt, lit. Those have been going on for like a few years now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why maybe they are annoying by now.
Yeah, 110%.
So the big news is Justin Bieber is stepping away from music
while
because of deep-rooted issues, he says.
Yeah.
He wrote a tweet or an Instagram post.
Yep.
And he started saying, but if you noticed, his wife has been having problems too, right?
I mean, they're just like not like a healthy couple.
No, no. So
that's probably why they thought they wanted to get married, because they're both fucked up.
Probably,
but that's not like a good, that's like not a good basis to
get
build
married,
your family,
right?
But I'm wondering if she's pregnant, because in his caption he goes, I'm focusing on being the best husband and father I can be. So is she pregnant?
Possible,
you know.
But yeah, because he is saying, you know, he wants to work on his marriage. It's important for his marriage,
mm-hmm.
and he's gonna go in, I don't know, whatever program, counseling, whatever he's thinking he's gonna do,
right?
And yeah, so. But you're right, you know, and he says, look, he says, I toured my whole teenage life.
Which he did.
Right.
And he canceled his last tour.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't happy. And he wasn't healthy.
Right, exactly. So he says, I didn't give you really what you deserved at the end of the tour and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right, take your time, man. Do whatever you have to do.
You get well, baby. I'm here for you.
Exactly. She'll never forget you.
Never. I'm here waiting for you whenever you get a divorce. Promise.
He's like the perfect cute boy, right?
He's
still
so,
like 16.
I know, but he's cute. Like, he's a cutie patootie. He's still got like acne. He's still in like the acne phase. He's just cute.
It's amazing how people become such huge stars.
I know. And he's like, he's going to be known forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you know?
He's going to be the.
Because he started so young.
Like,
he started when I was still young. But he was even younger, because I think I'm like 7 or 8 years older than him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like 23 or so, right?
I think 24? He's 24.
Yeah, 24 probably.
I think he's 24.
I just closed the page. So
yeah, so I'm about 6.5 years older than him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I remember when Baby came out, Baby, Baby, Baby. And I was like, who is this guy? You know, everybody liked him.
Really? So how did he sing his song? Did he, the first one that made him famous?
No, YouTube.
His yeah, that's
posted,
what I mean.
Yeah, his mom posted a video of him on YouTube,
but
and then Usher found him.
But who was playing the music, the background music?
He was playing his own guitar, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just the guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like acoustic, and everyone was like, whoa.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like a whole production.
Yeah, and then he had like that little, you know, that voice before they hit puberty?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he like turned into like this teenage superstar with a deep-ass voice, and it's like, where did this guy come from?
I know, that's funny, huh?
Yeah. You know, you started young when you haven't even hit puberty yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
His early songs.
But see,
totally
see how fucked up Michael Jackson was from starting that young?
Right, right.
I think it's just the entertainment business and like the expectations from not only your family, but like everyone around you. Like, I can't imagine how overwhelming that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And like your whole life is your career.
Right.
You like, as soon as you're done touring, you're back in the studio recording your next album.
Right.
And then as soon as your next album is done, you're back on tour for that album and then repeat. And it's just like you have no fucking time.
Yeah, they don't have time for their kids,
yeah.
You know, and things like that, and their wives,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's pretty shitty, you know. But I also think it's because often the success ends, you know, and not for him yet, But for many child actors and stuff,
I don't think his success is going to end ever.
Well, yeah, I don't know if
he's too talented. A lot of people, when their success ends, it's because they had talent, but they weren't, you know, to the extreme. You know, they weren't like Justin Bieber is multi talented. He has a new movie coming out. He's playing it's an animated movie. He's playing the main character. It's called Cupid. So, I mean, he's multi-talented, you know? So, if he doesn't have his music, I think he'll continue to put out music, but I don't think he'll tour again.
Really?
If
never?
If he does... He's
still young. To say never is...
He might, but it's not going to be anytime soon. But last summer, he dropped, like, a bunch of singles.
Right.
But he didn't tour or anything. He just dropped them. And they were all his.
Really? Yeah. So, he doesn't really need to tour, but... That's for the money, though. That's where they make the money, is on the tour.
So you make your money, baby boy, and work on your mental health in the meantime.
Exactly.
It's like everyone's always going to listen to his music.
And besides, he's got enough money to live on it for the rest of his life. Yeah. He doesn't even need to work.
Yeah. But I'm sure you get idle feet. Like, he probably wants to work, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, look, who wouldn't want to work in, what, you know, recording songs and shit, you know?
And he's got a nice voice.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a waste of talent if he just never sang again.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm sure he's going to come back, you know. Let's just hope he doesn't do anything desperate, you know. I mean, all this fucking depression is unbelievable how it affects people.
No, I feel like he's got I don't know him. I don't know his
support system.
But I feel like his family and stuff and all his friends. And, like, he's always in, I used to go to the same church as him, and he seems like he's got, like, a strong... Well, you would hope that the people around him want the best for him, you know?
Right.
But I don't know what it's like to be in that business, you know? I don't know if anyone around him does 110% want the best for him, or they want the best for themselves.
Yeah, you never know. But let's try to believe his immediate family, at least.
Yeah.
Wants the best for
him. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's married now. His wife better hold him the fuck down. If nobody else does, bitch, you better.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You better your man out.
Fame is hard anyway for adults, so imagine for a child, you know? It's like it's totally not normal. And,
right.
And usually it's the parents, I would maybe say push you into it, but they guide you in that direction, you know? It's as much for them as it is for you.
Right.
That's what happens, you know? Yeah. Well, so hopefully he'll come back and he'll be good. What was I going to say? Oh, the college admission shit. Now the colleges are starting to fight back. So the student was just denied admission after her parents paid $1.2 million to get her in, you know? And what they did is they got a...
1.2 for what?
To get her into Yale.
Okay, but who'd they pay?
Oh, they got endorsements. Oh, it was that group, that guy that started this whole thing, you know, that was organizing for them to get them admitted and shit, you know? So, like, for example, they had to pay a soccer coach.
So are all those people getting fired?
A lot of them will.
Yeah, I know, because they're accepting the money, so...
But the students, well, but it's not those people. It's not the same people that are accepting the money, you know? What I'm saying is, look, for example...
but to pay a soccer coach, he needs to be fired because you're part of the scam
of course
as well.
Yeah,
like all the people that are accepting whatever payment needs to get the boot too.
Yeah, but that's why you have to wait for trial.
Yeah, that sucks. Everyone involved is probably like, no, why now?
But they're throwing out students, so that's a good thing. But imagine to see $1.2 million you put for something
for
like
nothing.
This. It just goes down.
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a life lesson you got to learn.
Just think how much money that is. I mean, how embarrassing is this for the child to think, God, they have to spend that much money to get me to school? It must be shit. You know? Because otherwise, the school might even look at you and take you for no money at all.
Yeah.
But the police have arrested 50 people.
That's a lot of people.
Including, out of them, 33 wealthy parents.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there were a lot of people involved in this, man. It was like a conspiracy. Fuck. But to spend that kind of money, man, can you imagine having so much money that you can spare $1.2 million.
I know.
For something like this, you know?
I wish I had that type of money.
I know.
I could live definitely some comfortable but they say years it doesn't, on $1.2.
Yeah, comfortable, yeah. But they say it's not necessarily going to make you happy, you know, because there's a point of diminishing returns, you know, which means that whatever you gain beyond a certain point is starting not to work anymore, you know?
What do you mean? I
don't get like that. If you start getting too much money, then you could actually ruin your life that way, you know, in so many different ways.
Right.
So you got to like, you got to know how to handle that money, you know? I don't know. I think that there's a lot of down to being very rich too.
Right.
You know, there is. I mean, they say that there is. And just think about it. When you have that much money and it's new money, it's mm-hmm. not like old money that you just inherit.
Right.
Then you know you have to work your ass off.
Right.
So you don't have a life, although many of us don't either, and we're poor. Even though we work all the
time.
We're
poor.
Yeah.
But we're rich at heart.
Exactly. We live on love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace and love. Peace and love. Live on that for a while.
Oh, man.
So, a lot of shit going on, man. You got to hear this one. In Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
This homeless man, I guess he calls the cops. He calls the police to tell him that he paid for sex but got scammed. Okay? So now,
Wait, this homeless guy called what off a payphone?
He said he paid four people $500 for at least one of them to come to his Days Inn hotel room to engage in sexual activities. They're not saying if it was men or women. They're just saying four people. So at any rate, though, so I guess the people took the money and ran. And he's like, fuck, I got scammed, so I'm going to call the police. The police arrested him for fucking soliciting prostitution. You see, that's one thing. It's also with drugs. You
yeah.
know? You get scammed. You can't go to the police.
I mean, but...
You're fucked.
First of all, if you're homeless, like, you shouldn't be spending your $500 on getting your dick sucked. Yeah, people are
saying, where's the $500 from? And now he posted another one to
and
get
and how can
bail.
You afford that hotel room?
Post-bail, yeah. Well, a Holiday Inn is probably no money at all. But these guys, man, I mean, they make a lot of money at the freeway.
It's another reason why I don't like staying at hotels. Like, you don't know who's been laying in those motherfucking beds.
Right. Remember we were talking about that the other
gross.
Day.
Gross.
I know. I've been telling people that, and everybody's getting gross. But, no, I mean, I've had this for a while. That's why in hotels, I only sit on the bed. Mm. I might take off even the comforter.
Right.
Only on clean sheets and shit, you know. The chairs, forget about
mm-hmm.
it. People do all kinds of shit there. You know. Whoops. You know it.
You know it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what? The traffic coming here is actually not that bad compared to how I expected it to be, you know?
Today?
In general, I just expected it to be a lot heavier. Some days it's pretty heavy where you stop and go all the time. But today, like, for example, was heavy, but the traffic was moving.
Right, that's fine. Right.
You know? So it gives me some time, you know. Before that, I would drive. It take me exactly a minute to get here. So I'm like, I don't have time to prepare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you sit in the car, you listen to something, you think, you know. Do you ever have time where you just think?
All the time.
Really?
Last night I cried for like an hour.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what I did last night.
For a particular reason, though? Did you cry?
I think I cried because that guy came to California and didn't contact me. And I feel a type of way.
Yeah, it is.
It's disappointing.
It is. It's rejection.
Yeah,
you know?
And I don't handle it well.
Yeah.
And I think he's the first guy I've slept with that wasn't like upset. Like, because usually initially guys are always obsessed with me. It just goes downhill when I get obsessed back. So I think he's the first guy that wasn't like, you know, completely obsessed with me after.
Yeah.
And one, I wasn't used to that. And two, I feel a certain type of way. Like, I'm never going to contact him again unless he reaches out to me first.
Right. Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah, it's hurtful.
I even texted him and I said, are you here in Cali? Zero response.
Yeah.
Zero. Right. That's the first time he's ever ignored me.
Yeah. So that's ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I cried about that. And then last night I worked. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit. Remember when I was dating the guy, the weed guy?
Yes.
And
with the Lamborghini?
With the Lambo.
Okay.
Lambo. And he got mad at me one night because he was like, oh, I heard you told one of my friends I was a douche. And I couldn't remember. I couldn't put two and two together because I was like, I don't know anyone, you know.
Right, right.
But months before that, I met this Italian guy.
And they turned out to be friends,
and they
right?
Turned, yeah, later. You remember this story.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I do.
So yesterday.
Amazingly.
Yeah, amazingly. So yesterday I'm at work and his friend was there, the Italian guy.
Right.
So we like talk because we're still friends on Instagram and stuff. Like I don't have a problem with him. We never went on a date, nothing. And he's like, yeah, do you want to grab a drink tonight when you get off work? I said, yeah, whatever. I mean, I didn't think of it as a date. Like he has a girlfriend now. Like I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was like going to be two friends going to grab a drink. So I went out to drinks with him and he was telling me like, yeah, I think I'm pretty much the reason you and what's his face didn't work.
Really?
And I guess he was really upset about it.
Oh, really?
I was like, he didn't tell me that. He told him that I was his girl. I'm like, he never said that to me.
Really?
Yeah. And like, he was like, I could tell that he really, really liked you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, I don't give a fuck about him now. That's unfortunate.
So how was he the reason though? I don't get it.
Because men can't handle when like their friends and stuff are trying to like bag the chick they're with. And right. I guess he just couldn't get past it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, that was probably why he started treating me extremely terribly. Like, don't take it out on me. I didn't even know you guys knew each other.
Yeah,
he didn't even know you knew each other. And remember I told you he on Halloween weekend, the Italian guy, his friend, called me and asked me for drinks and then canceled
yes.
a couple hours later. He told me he canceled because the guy that I was dating called him and was like, do not go out with her. That's my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, okay. You told me it was a business meeting. He goes, yeah, I'm not going to tell you that he's upset.
Wow, don't go with her. She's my girl.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. A love triangle.
No, I mean, I don't ever plan on seeing or talking to the one I was with ever again.
Right.
But this guy wasn't creepy. Like, it was just like hanging out with my, like, a guy friend. Like, he was
So he didn't make any.
No, not at all. Not creepy at all. We talked about his new girlfriend and how he has trust issues with her. And it was just like hanging out with a guy friend. Yeah, I didn't think anything
very
of it.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm low-key petty,
but you still went home and cried later.
Yeah, I cried. Well, not only that, because it stirred up a lot of feelings about that guy.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, upset about this other guy.
I know.
And I was just like, and I was a little bit
tipsy. You're spreading yourself too thin with all these guys, I'm telling you. You're making yourself, like, really vulnerable to a lot of people disappointing you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Try to focus on one guy, but there you go. You try.
When you focus on one guy, and then And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I've literally like for the past 2 months haven't even talked to anybody because I've been waiting to see you again. And you can't even tell me you're in California. That's crazy. I feel a type of way.
Yeah.
And we were texting all weekend. Never once mentioned he was coming out here.
Okay, so we need to analyze why guys treat you like shit. Okay, it seems to happen over and over.
I think it's maybe because I put all my cards on the table right up front.
Probably.
Yeah.
You need to keep some
If I didn't text or call, if I acted like I didn't give a fuck, I'd probably have every single dude wrapped around my finger.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. But I don't like those games. I'm too old for those games. I don't want to act like I don't care about you when I do.
Right.
That's weird to me.
But I think maybe it's too soon and, you know, but
texting someone asking them, hey, I hope you have a good weekend. That's like, hey, I'm in love with you.
Right.
Asking them, hey, when can I see you again is not acting like you're in love with them. That's just saying, hey, can I see you soon?
Right. And if you, yeah.
And if I never said that, no one would say it.
If you're starting to date someone also, then you don't really talk to other people.
Yeah. You want to like wait to see what happens here. Even if it's like, oh, we're only going to fuck once or twice. Right. And then we realize, okay, we're not a good fit. But at least I want to wait till that second time to be like, okay, he is the one for me or he isn't.
Right. And treat me like you're interested, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time ever since I started talking to him that he's ever ignored me.
Really?
He's never ignored me before.
Wow. Well, obviously he's got other women.
Well,
and he doesn't want this.
No, he doesn't. And I think he's too nice of a guy to say I'm Yeah. I'm not interested. But I don't want to see you again.
But it's not too nice of a guy.
It almost makes you worse.
Yeah,
I'd rather you be like, I'm not. I don't know if I'll ever see you again. I'll let you know. Like, I'd rather him be like, I'm not really interested in seeing you again.
Right.
I respect that more than you just beating around the bush.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, I think he thinks that he's being nice and sparing your feelings.
Right.
But he shows how weak he is that he can't deal with the truth.
Right.
And hand it to you, the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, you know. So, yeah, I detest when people do that too, you know. Tell me to my face so we can move on. Don't keep me wondering.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I mean, to disappear is terrible. I think it's weak character when you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been nothing but, like, nice. Like, but then I sat down and I thought about it. I was like, if it weren't for me checking in on him, I don't know if I would ever heard from him again.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think he's ever, like, hit me up out of the blue and said, how's your week going?
No.
But he apologized a couple weeks ago.
So he only replied to what you write.
Always.
But he never initiated it.
Never.
Okay, so there you go. There you go. I mean, he's not as interested as you are, obviously.
No, yeah. And I feel like if any man that wants to see a female is going to see her.
Right, exactly.
Period.
And would talk to her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when I get into relationships, even friends, when I realize I'm taking the initiative every time.
You got to step you got to fall all the way back.
Exactly. It's like, fuck it, man. Yeah. What is this, you know?
Yeah.
They're just kind of going along for the ride. Let them lead sometime, mm-hmm. you know? Because you want to feel that people want to be with you.
No, or at least, like, wonder how you're doing.
Right.
Like, I don't need to necessarily see you, but, like, you can make somebody's day by just checking in.
Right, exactly. Oh,
okay, he cares a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I sat down, I thought about it last night, I'm like, I've been doing everything. I've asked to see him 4 times. Every single time, I put my work first, which I will say he does.
Right.
And it's just, he's like, my work takes precedent. And he even took time out to apologize a couple of weeks ago to say that he's really shitty at texting and he's trying to be better on his phone. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. I think what gets me, though, is the fact that he came here. If he never came here, this wouldn't even be a thought on my mind. But it's the fact that I texted you, you're here in Cali.
Right.
Nothing.
And, you know, that's also the long-distance relationship I was telling you about. Because if this was happening here, you'd know about it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, this isn't going to work. He's not interested.
Right. You know,
but you can't. I mean, I didn't expect a relationship out of this. But I definitely thought we'd have fun a few more times before, you know,
don't pretend you don't know me.
Yeah. Kind of like, don't pretend like, you know, that we didn't have fun together. This would be one thing if we didn't have fun together.
Right.
But we had a great fucking time. And I'm thinking, when are we having the next great time? I'm not asking for marriage.
Maybe you're the only one who felt you had a good time. Maybe felt there wasn't a click there. You know, I mean, you could have enjoyed it, I'm sure, but felt that, no, that's not what I want, you know.
No, because his best friend wrote me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get into details and what he said, but no, he definitely had a good time.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, I mean, it's shit, you know, but people ghost all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And it's terrible, you know.
It's just not a good feeling.
No, you not feel abandoned.
Not a good feeling at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
No.
Because it's not like this is like some guy I'd ever run into ever again in my life unless it was planned.
Right, exactly. And also you have to remember that you can't dig and start thinking, well, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't he like about me? Because you'll make yourself crazy.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't know. Sometimes it's just chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you move on. Just forget about it. All these things are lessons for you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, listen, from where I'm sitting, I'm kind of seeing a trend, you know, and that is you being, you showing more interest than the guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maybe.
But I mean, it's hard. Like when it's somebody that lives.
That you like.
Well, not only that, but lives far away. Like how else are you? Yeah, you got to keep in touch.
Of course.
I don't know how else to handle that situation. Like just not say anything and wait for you to fucking call me 17 months from now.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to forget. You going to forget about me.
Yeah. Well, I did say something to you about long distance relationships because
I'm not even thinking about it as a relationship. I'm just thinking like, when are we having fun again?
Right. Okay. So don't be hurt so much by it.
I mean, I'm still butthurt about it though, for sure.
Of course, because you care.
Yeah.
Yeah, you care. Yeah.
I'm like, you're the last person I had sex with. I want to have sex with you again. Yeah. What's up?
Well, he probably moved on already.
Yeah, 100%.
But that's terrible, you know?
It's been months. I went there in January. Yeah. So that's be April.
Right.
Yeah. Let's be serious. He's definitely had lots of pussy since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
Lots of pussy, man. Mm-hmm. Some guys but get all the
but
pussy.
But for me, I'm like, we laughed like all weekend.
Right.
And I was like, hey, listen, like I told you, whatever I get out of this weekend, I know how I want to feel when I'm with a guy. Obviously, this is not how I want to feel when I'm not with a guy.
Right.
But when I'm with you, this is exactly how I want to be treated. Love it.
Right.
And embracing it, whatever. But I was like, but I think we're cool enough to be like friend status. But like, how do you, I guess the whole, when there's sex involved, it's like impossible to be friends.
Maybe afterwards,
yeah,
when there's no sex anymore.
Yeah, like maybe months from now. Yeah. I could just be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Right.
Just checking in.
If you want to be friends, yeah.
I mean, he's a cool guy. I'll definitely be friends with him.
Yeah.
I think any like a emotional connection or any type of, you know, hope, little bit of hope I had in the pit of my stomach is for sure gone now. That's eliminated.
And you know what? You also learned that, although you felt that, this is the way you wanted to be treated by a guy. But look, ultimately, how he's treating
you.
Yeah,
that's...
garbage.
Yeah, and when I was with the guy last night having drinks, he was like, do you hear yourself? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, this dude is in the same state as you, and he can't even tell you, like, I'm here.
Right.
He might not be able to see you. Maybe he's got a hour-to-hour schedule, and you just don't fit in.
Right.
But the least he could do is say, like, I'm here. I can't see you, though.
Exactly. Text, call, anything.
And he goes, and he didn't even say that to you, and yet you're here saying this is exactly how I want to be treated.
Right.
He says, you sound like an idiot. I was like, oh, wow. Settle down, bucko.
Yeah, but you see, you had to wait a while to get to know him more where you had a chance to fuck up like this. Yeah. You know? Because otherwise, first impressions is like, oh, yeah, he's the best, you know. It was unrealistic, I think, what you learned from the experience, because it's not as sweet and pure as you saw it.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, oh, he treats me so nice and stuff. Well, ultimately, he's going to behave like, you know, he could behave like a loser, and that's exactly what he did. You know?
I just feel like at this point for me, so the reason why I was so, like, adamant on seeing him again is I was like, I haven't met a guy like this before. I haven't felt this way with a guy before. But now, because of this simple action, I'm like, you are exactly the same as everyone I've ever dated. So now it's like, I don't really feel the need to ask to see you over and over again because you are like anyone I've ever dated before.
Right.
So exactly. It's like, there's no difference for me now.
Right.
You're the same.
Shit.
Good looking.
You need to find guys that don't get a lot of pussy. That's what you need to do.
Every guy gets a lot of pussy, even the ugly ones, so.
You think so?
Yeah, hell fucking
yeah. How do the ugly ones
I have some ugly-ass guy friends, and they be fucking mad bitches, too.
How?
Dude, everybody's just horny out here in these streets.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I know this guy who fucks, he's not good-looking at all, and he fucks, like, hot bitches.
How?
And he's not rich.
But how?
He drives, like, a regular, smegular car, like, doesn't have, like,
so
a nice
why
apartment.
Do they fuck him?
I don't know.
These chicks.
I don't know. I don't have the answers.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm different. I don't fuck at all.
Right.
Like, I just never have sex. It's just not in the...
Right.
I just, like, I'm not out here, like, I gotta have sex tonight. Who's the new guy? Like, I don't do that. Like,
wow.
I just had sex with this guy in Chicago. He clearly doesn't want to have sex with me again. So I'm just gonna be, like, out here on a dry spell until I meet someone else that, you know, I think maybe this could turn into something.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where have I been all these years? I mean, I wish I could fucking fuck every day. Are you kidding me? I'm in the wrong places. I guess all these people go out, though. That's where they meet the girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't fucking meet them on dating fucking sites.
Mm-hmm. No, people are usually meeting people organically.
Yeah.
I mean, people do use dating apps
and
stuff.
Yeah, the Tinder. Yeah,
but
the
I feel like
people.
A lot of it is organically. Like,
right.
You're at a bar. this guy's at a bar, you guys end up having a conversation, boom, probably going to be the next guy you fuck, you know? Exactly, that's just like how simple it is.
Yeah. See, in my age group, it's not. It's always like in the dating apps, like they're looking for someone to help carry their fucking baggage of kids and divorce and aging parents and all this shit. And you go, what the fuck, man? I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
You don't find that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, well, unless I go out again, you know, I guess you need to go out to the bars and shit. Otherwise, you're not going to meet anybody because those are the meeting places, you know. I mean, I don't pick up anybody in the supermarket or at the Starbucks or anything.
Right.
So perhaps something like this is a good idea. Maybe that's what I need to do. That's where the sex is,
man.
You
got to do it.
That's where the sex is out
not
there.
Not clubs, but.
No, but bars maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, bars. That's where I need to be. Clubs, no.
Bars for sure, yeah.
Yeah, because clubs, you can't really talk to anybody. Yeah. And I don't like the scene. I don't like the scene.
I hate clubs. I fucking hate clubs.
Really? But you go a lot.
No. This last Saturday was the first time I've been in a club for like 6 months. And the only reason I went is my friend pulled the I need you to roll with me card. Yeah. I'm like, fuck. Fine.
But that happened several times when you went to clubs in the beginning when you started.
Yeah, when I first moved out here, I was in the club every weekend. Yeah. I'm very much over that phase
of
my life.
That.
Yeah, I'm not. And even on, when I went last Friday night with this chick, I'm like literally looking around like people do this every single night.
Yeah.
And they enjoy
it. The same people in the same places.
Yeah, and it's just like, what is the fucking point?
Wow.
Like for me, if there's a guy at a club that I like, I'm going.
Right.
You know?
So maybe that's why they do this, to find the sex. It's just.
No. I mean somebody that I already know.
Right.
I'm not going there to find a guy. Mm. But I'm saying if there's somebody there that I already know and I'm like trying to like look good and bump into him, make some type of statement.
Right.
I'll go.
Yeah.
But other than that, or like if like Leonardo DiCaprio's in the club, I'm fucking going. And I'm getting bulldozed right into the middle of his section, right into the middle of his lap, sitting right down. But other than that, I'm not going to the club.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
Wow.
Oh, Leo. I don't know, man. Hope he calls me. He doesn't even know my number. Never gonna.
Oh, Leo?
Yeah. I've met like every single person in Hollywood, basically. And I've never seen this motherfucker out.
Yeah.
And of course, the day he's at my restaurant, I show up like 10 minutes after he leaves. I'm like, really, God? Come on.
Well, they probably have security cameras. You can see what it was like when he was there.
Oh, everyone told
me. Like, they'll let you see it.
Yeah, I know, and that's weird. I don't really care what he was doing while he was there. I want him to talk to me
like what it looked like.
What he looked like?
What it looked like seeing him in the restaurant.
Oh,
whatever.
My coworker said he just rolled in with a hoodie up, sunglasses on.
Really?
And just sat at a table out in the public with everybody else.
Yeah.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what they want. I mean, they want to be like normal people, you know? To a certain extent.
Right.
But they definitely, I mean, think about it. If you want to drive a really nice sporty car and you're a star, you don't want all that fucking attention. Mm-hmm. You know, they drive in like understated cars.
Yeah, like Jeeps.
Yeah, whatever, you know, SUVs or, you know, but nothing like fancy that they draw attention to them. And then you have people driving the Lamborghinis who are nobody, but they want people to think they're somebody.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. The somebodies don't drive cars like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny, man. So listen, I'm contemplating a trip this weekend
too.
With
that's so weird. I had a feeling you were gonna tell me that.
No, I'm not, like, just Saturday.
No, I know, but I had but I had a feeling. I was like, Sam's gonna go on a trip this weekend.
Oh, well, maybe because I talked about renting
the car.
Yeah. So I'm gonna rent the car for a day, take my friend with me, and drive up to a place called Kings Canyon, which is near Sequoia. If you've heard of Sequoia National Park, they got those huge trees there. Really old, huge, but it's nature.
Mm.
There's hikes, there's water.
That's
not
why
for you,
I haven't
right?
heard it.
Oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go?
Nope.
Why? Even just drive and
I might go for like a selfie if it's right at the bottom of the hill, and then I'd bounce.
No, but what if there's like a stream or something? You can go like.
I don't like nature like that. Black widows. I don't like the risks. Nope, nothing about it interests me. Not a single thing about it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it.
Well, you go ahead and you get your trip on.
I'm doing it with the fucking classiest car ever. But one thing I have to remember is I can't really speed because I'm going to stick out like a fucking sore thumb.
Yeah, for sure.
With that car on the freeway.
For sure.
You know?
110%, yeah.
So you got to drive the speed limit and not try to draw attention anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But God, am I going to have fun with that car, man. Like fucking driving like a spaceship to the fucking national park.
Yeah.
And it's only 3.5-4 hours to get there, so it's not too far, mm-hmm. you know? Can make it back the same day.
That's far.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's like going
That's
to Vegas
8 hours.
And coming back.
Yeah. Mm-mm, I couldn't do that. No.
That's kind of crazy.
Why don't you
huh?
just stay there for the night?
I know.
What
because
the hell?
Then I have to rent the car for 2 nights, for 2 days, and that's a lot of money. Yeah.
So?
So I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh,
and
plus
the
you got
to
pay
hotel,
yeah.
Yeah, so for 2 days, it turns out to be a fucking $1,000 trip.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do that. Not at this point, anyway. But so Disneyland is going to open Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I'm seeing some pictures, and it looks fucking amazing, man. I mean, they haven't really released pictures. It's just like drawings and stuff.
Right,
like
right,
it.
Yeah.
But you're going to be like immersed in that fucking world. Mm, imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you, it's not a big deal. You don't like Star Wars.
Nope.
But... But they're saying, oh, you know, like the hotels are completely booked. And you go like, duh, you know.
Obviously.
It's going to open May 31st. So a lot of...
That's coming up soon.
Yeah. So you're not going to catch me anywhere near Orange County at that time. I don't want all the crowds. Wow. But Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And it's in Disneyland. I don't think it's... Because I thought they were opening something at Disney World, too. But maybe that was the Harry Potter. I don't know what the fuck. Something's going on. Something's going on.
Something's always going on.
Yeah. And finally, I wanted to bring this up because this is kind of like shocking for me. But Roseanne says, I'm done with the U.S. I'm moving to Israel. Wow. I mean, that's a big deal. You know, she'd probably change her mind. But... But she says, like, teachers there. And I know what she means. She used to be into the Kabbalah and the spiritual shit and mm-hmm. stuff. So maybe that's what she wants. But fuck, man. I mean, she's like, she's really been neutralized in what she can do. You know, she's like, what the fuck? You know, everybody's treating me like this. The funny thing is I did not used to like Roseanne Barr. But then she kind of changed, you know. She kind of changed. And I kind of like her, so, but that's weird. I don't know. Anyway, when that Apple TV thing came out yesterday, they brought on stage Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston. I guess they're going to do a show called The Morning Show.
Mm.
And it's not a real morning show. It's like a show about the morning show industry. You know what I'm saying?
Is it like...
It's going to be like a series, probably.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So it's almost like The Office.
And inside of you, it's a real insider's view into the lives of people who help America wake up every day. So, yeah.
Right.
It's sort of like the movie... well, they had the movie... what was it called? Shit. I don't know. Anyway, never mind. Doesn't really matter. All right, Danny. Well, thank you. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have a phone guest. Only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
She offered to come here, but she lives in... She'd have to fly.
Oh, no.
In, and I told her, no, don't do that. You know,
yeah, no.
Just for the show. Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. You're all great out there, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.